Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories. On KSL News Radio. Priced Out. Housing. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
A lot of data is pointing toward home prices in Utah just continuing to go up and up and up throughout 2024. So finding an affordable house might feel impossible. And that's why we want to explore with the Stern team right now. Is buying a fixer-upper worth it? Or will you be just jumping into the money pit?
I don't think that can hurt us anymore.
The bathtub goes through the floor. The greatest laugh ever. Tom Hanks. It's Woody.
Oh, I felt that way many times trying to fix a fixer-upper. There's got to be a secret to the madness, right?
Yeah, there's two levels to this fixer-upper. It's either a fixer-upper for yourself, little sweat equity, and there's the fixer-upper to flip it, you know, where you want to make a profit. But either way, how do you find the fixer-upper? And is it really worth it? How much of a discount do I need? Russell Fawcett joins us right now from the Stern team. And Russell, question number one, how do I even start dipping my toes and figure out whether a fixer-upper is worth it?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. First, I would ask yourself, you know, are you going to have to hire out all of the work done, or are you handy and can you do some of the work yourself? Because depending on your level of, you know, how comfortable you are with, you know, changing out a toilet or doing some of the smaller repairs, and you have a budget. So just, yes, maybe your mortgage payment is going to be less because you can get into this fixer-upper. You're going to have a bigger cash outlay, especially if you're going to hire people to do it. So do you have the cash to be able to do some of these? And then understand if you're going to do it piece by piece, it's probably going to take longer than you expect. And are you prepared for that?
I'm going to share more of my fixer-upper story when we take live phone calls from our listeners who've had fixer-upper nightmares. But I'll just give you a taste of it, Russell. Russell Fawcett, by the way, with the Stern team, joining us live throughout the year to talk about the housing market. Now we're talking about fixer-uppers. Mine took 11 years. It was 11 years. And then guess what we did? We sold the house. We finished the last project. We were probably 10 and a half years into it. But that's how long some of these projects can take when they need a new roof, when there's a disaster looming in the basement. And we were young and probably a little naive and ambitious. And I think what people might not realize is that you also, when if you're fixing up one room, you got to move out of that room. And so when we remodeled the kitchen, we were doing dishes in the bathtub. And when we remodeled our master bedroom, I was sleeping because my husband was out of town for months, training. Thank goodness. 3 months, I slept in the living room.
Yeah, and we had a flip that, I mean, we didn't even live in the home, but just, you know, working. It was a major remodel, but working through permits and the surprises that come with flipping an older home, it took us 10 months, and we didn't even live in the home.
Well, at least it wasn't 11 years.
Yes.
Well, like you say, there's always something you can improve, even in, you know, fairly nice homes. What should I do as far as pricing? Like, how should I kind of get prepared? What kind of a discount should I be looking for?
Well, it definitely depends on your intent. So it's a lot different if you're looking to flip a home, because then you're going to have to buy at a steep discount to be able to, afford the repairs. Probably, if you're using private money, hard money, maybe you have the cash. You're going to be looking for buying that anywhere from, 50% to 70% of your what's called your after repaired value. However, I've had people as well, and I've even had clients where it was just like, no, we can get this. The repairs might cost us, $50,000, and we're getting that, $70,000 discount, but it moves us into a different price point. And so it's all – this kind of sounds bad, but there's no perfect formula. It comes down to your budget, and can we accomplish getting you into the home – that you can afford to be in and do the repairs. The other thing I've done with one of our clients is we actually bought the home and fixed it up and then sold it to him, and he worked with us to provide sweat equity. So you can also get creative if you have the right partners as well.
I want to ask you before we let you go, Russell, what is your deal breaker when you walk up on a home, or for your client, when you walk up on a home, it's a fixer-upper. What's your absolute no-no, run the other way?
A true foundation issue for me would be a deal breaker. I'm pretty comfortable with everything else, but the things that we look for, your most expensive things, your foundation, number one, going into it. Number two, I would look at the roof. Are you going to have to replace that roof right away? Number three would probably be water damage, because that could lead to, are you dealing with mold issues? Are we going to have to rip out walls and things like that? So water typically can scare, that scares me a little bit, just because you never know the depth of what that problem might be.
Right.
And the last thing I would look at is electrical. So if you walk in and it's knob and tube, your panels from 1950, just know that you're going to rewire the entire house. So those would be kind of my top ones that when I'm looking at a home that I'm looking at to know. One last one, the main line, get a sewer scope. One got us one time. We didn't scope the sewer, and we ended up replacing that main line from the house to the street. And
I've
that's a big expense
scoped
as well.
And I've scoped the sewer. It's $100, $125. They put a camera down the sewer line, and that is money well spent, because my neighbor had a sewer line problem up the street, and that was, I think, a $30,000 to $40,000 repair.
Yeah.
Right? And we do have tree roots growing into sewer lines now, because we have older homes in communities, and that becomes a really big issue. Russell, you're amazing. Russell Fawcett with the Stern Team. Thank you.
Yeah, you can learn your home's true value in 30 seconds. All you have to do is visit sternteam.com to find out more.
So what is your biggest fixer-upper nightmare? Is it?
I don't think that can hurt us anymore.
The bathtub? Falling through the ceiling. I don't think you can top my fixer-upper nightmares, but you could certainly try. 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. What was your money pit when you moved into your house and started to fix it up? 801-575-TALK.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Dave and Genevieve. What's your worst home fixer-upper nightmare? Because housing prices are expected to go up and up and up this year. Of course, it's well over $500,000 now as a median home price in Utah, in many parts of Utah. We decided to ask Russell Fawcett of the Stern team, who we've partnered with for the rest of the year, to talk about housing and the expenses that go along with it, about fixer-uppers. Love to hear from you. Your worst fixer-upper nightmare. Bring the home runs. I want to hear the hits. 801-575-TALK.
See, I had a much different experience on my fixer-upper. I purchased a home that was probably, 20 years old. It didn't need a lot of work, but you said yours took 11 years?
11 years.
Mine took 2.5 months. I removed a wall, redid all the flooring. My wife and I were complete novices as well. So with YouTube videos and some family help, we were able to do it, and it completely transformed our home. So when you talk about the nightmares, I feel bad for you. I know they're out there, but my experience was great.
You took the recommendation of Realtor.com. They talked about five things to look for when you're buying a fixer-upper, and one of the top things is cosmetic changes, which are not major changes.
Right.
Usually that
doesn't mean... I'm not replumbing the house.
You're not replumbing the house. You're not trying to put in a bathroom where a bathroom doesn't exist because you happen to need a bathroom on that level. You probably don't even need to re-roof it right away because the roof is in pretty good shape. We weren't so lucky. Although I wouldn't have changed the experiences for the world, there were moments of marriage encounters that became a little bit tricky sometimes, especially when the wife is holding up the drop ceiling in the basement and the husband is laughing because the thing keeps falling down across the room. I want to get into what Russell Fawcett of the Stern team said about his absolute deal breakers when it comes to purchasing a fixer-upper. So either he is doing it, or maybe he's got a client who wants to buy a fixer-upper. They can be a little less expensive, sometimes a lot less expensive to get into, but then you got to put, you know, the cash into them. So I asked him, what are your absolute no-nos where you look at the house, you know it's there's a huge problem, and you run?
A true foundation issue for me would be a deal breaker. I'm pretty comfortable with everything else, but the things that we look for, your most expensive things, your foundation, number one, going into it. Number two, I would look at the roof. Are you going to have to replace that roof right away? Number three would probably be water damage, because that could lead to, are you dealing with mold issues? Are we going to have to rip out walls and things like that? So water typically can scare, you know, that scares me a little bit, just because you never know the depth of what that problem might be.
Right.
And the last thing I would look at is electrical. So if you walk in and it's knob and tube, your panels from 1950, just know that you're going to rewire the entire house.
And he added another one at the very end. He said, check the sewer main line. because that can be extremely expensive. You said, hey, it costs you $100 to have a camera go down, mm-hmm. double check, make sure there's no cracks or roots that are they're growing into that. That is crucial.
Well, you should have that done every year anyway, as general maintenance. And if you don't have it done every year, just jump on it. It's like every spring you call up the rooter company. They come out, they put a camera down the sewer line. And if there are roots growing in it, they rooter them out. So you don't have a brewing problem there where then the sewer line cracks and then you've got a really expensive repair. And a lot of people don't realize this, but from the home to the street, that's your job.
Yes. And that's
you on you. That's not
so important.
Calling the city. That's on you to deal with it.
Now, my city actually offers some insurance programs to cover that kind of stuff. So you may want to look in. You've got to opt in and make sure that you're covered by insurance, because normal homeowners insurance does not cover that.
Oh, we put this question on Facebook. What's your fixer-upper nightmare? Trisha said, yeah, the house wasn't extremely old, built in the 90s, but it was a filthy mess as well as in disrepair. And every countertop was pink, so they needed new insulation, new windows, new roof, new siding, new paint, new carpet, new tile, new vanities, new appliances, and major cleaning. Oh, my goodness, and I'm in the Seymour icon there on Facebook. Yeah. She said it just was really expensive, and now it's very comfortable and updated.
There were a couple of things as we were speaking to Russell that he pointed out. He said, number one, you've got to make sure that when you're purchasing this home, if it needs $50,000, and you're going to have to really figure out whether you estimate it properly or you have a professional come in and estimate it, you have to know how much money you're going to have to put into that fixer-upper. Get at least, you know, that plus some in the discount. So if it's a $300,000 house and it needs $30,000 or $50,000 worth of work done, you've got to get it for at least $250 or $225. Otherwise, walk away.
Trisha on Facebook said hers cost $150,000.
The repair
did? The fixer-upper.
Yeah.
Was $150,000.
Now, if you got it for a $150,000 discount or a $200,000 discount, then that makes a lot of sense.
If you're going to live there for a long time, too.
Yeah.
You know, it builds equity. The house is comfortable.
That's a great point, Deb. My neighbor actually just moved. And the new guys that moved in, they probably put in well over $100,000 to fix it up. It's a brand new home. They should never leave because that home looks phenomenal.
Now, we didn't know when we bought our fixer-upper in the 90s that we were stepping into the money pit.
I don't think that can hurt us anymore.
Well, it can always hurt more.
Now, we did not have a bathtub fall through the ceiling, but we certainly had one leak. We also had a back door, a sliding glass door that didn't close all the way. And it was springtime, so no big deal, right? That's awesome. I mean, you just let the nice, you know, warm spring air in until I came home from work and I found birds flying around in my home. So that became an issue. We had to get a new back door. We had to get a new roof. I already gave away the spoiler alert that the drop ceiling of the basement had fallen down. It had completely collapsed. When we walked into the basement before we bought the home, we realized, oh, look, the drop ceiling is on the floor, and there are vines from the outside growing all around the basement. So we had to do a yanking of the vines out of the basement. We had to deal with the drop ceiling. We decided to put a new toilet in the basement so we could at least have a bathroom down there, or sort of a bathroom. And then we were installing the toilet and it snapped in half. And so I had to run to Home Depot as they were closing. And I begged them to open up because we were having guests come for our wedding and we needed the toilet. And it was one thing right after the other. New windows. Did I already say new roof? And then, oh yeah, one day, one winter, I was looking out the back window and I thought, look at our yard. It's huge. And as I looked across the snow, I realized, oh no. Our entire fence had collapsed and fallen into the neighbor's yard. Love those fixer-uppers. It brought us closer together.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.